नारायणाय, ओम नमो भगवदे वासुदेवाय, ओम नमः शिवाय। हरे राम हरे राम, राम राम हरे हरे, हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे। प्रोस्टेशंस अंटु ऑल द रियलिस्ट सेंट्स एंड सेजेस हु आर एटर्नली एवरीवेयर, दोस हु मैनिफेस्टेड, हु आर मैनिफेस्टिंग एंड हु विल मैनिफेस्ट बाय द ग्रेस ऑफ द लॉर्ड। प्रोस्टेशंस काउंटलेस एट द लोटस फीट द अखिल गुरु द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड गोविंद। Hare Krishna. This mantra, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, has got special significance. It is from Bhagavatam, Srimad Bhagavatam, you know, telling completely about the Lord, the great blessed Lord. The Lord has got a saving rope for anybody and everybody. This mantra, Mahamantra, is really the panacea administered to a very bad hunter by Narada Muni. The hunter was a very bad man, deriving his qualities from his own parentage and all. A man born to hunter is another hunter. Senior hunter too, it teaches a junior hunter better things. That way. So, as the grace of the Lord will have it, this hunter was indulging in very heinous acts and all. And by the will of the Lord, Narad Muni, a great saint, happened to come across this man. We should say that some Puru Punyam should have made this meeting possible. See, a saint is all kindness for everything in the world, you know. He cannot simply bear the pain of anything. Even a tree, you know, he can't bear the pain. So, when the saint saw this man doing all his heinous actions, you know, his love for creation made him instantaneously think, how I can make this man's cruelties nil towards creation. That was his idea. As a byproduct, this man becomes somebody better. The saint's main idea is to see that no cruelty is done to God's creation. That idea only is taught. Then he called the hunter. He said, why are you doing all these heinous acts? Why are you not able to see any suffering and feel it? Hunter said, I am not doing any of these things. I am born in such a way and I am brought up in such a way that what all you are telling is all new and strange to me. I don't know anything about anybody else excepting myself and my clan. We are not bothered. We do not know. We have no power to see or understand anything. That is the way I am brought. What can I do? And I am doing it all for my livelihood. I have no sentiment or anything like that. Then, you know, natural. By a palm is born to a pavi. How can he be better off? But there is some punyam, I should say, he has come across a saint who is now going to administer something to redeem him. You know. Then he asked, supposing I give you your livelihood and all, will you be able to restrain? Yes, sir, I will restrain. I am mainly doing it for my livelihood. Everybody has got a provision. This is my provision that I derived from my parents. All right, come on. You follow me. I will give you food, everything. Leave this abominable and heinous act and come once more all along with me. I will do things for you. Yes, you will surely give me food, sir, he asked. Yes, I'll give you food, don't worry. You follow what I am now telling you. So, Narad Muni led him. And he, you know, sincere man. Though he is a great sinner and all, the element of sincerity was in him by a grace. So he followed Narad Muni. Narad Muni told him, you come along with me. And then, you know, take a tulasi, plant also, place by your side and start reciting Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, incessantly, without any stop. I think his wife also followed him. So they started, he started on the bank of Ganges and all. What Narada Muni said? Narada Muni said, I'll provide your food, everything, don't worry, keep on doing all this. Believing truly in the saints' words, that are bound to give good to everybody, this man went and started Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Absolute faith, you know. What, though he was doing heinous acts, he had one good quality of absolute faith, you see. Here I would say one point. See how faith works, you know. Again, it is to be repeated, as the Bhagavan says, doubting self is not okay either here or hereafter, you see. That we have got to mark. You see, Bhagavan tells so many very, very nice things, you know. The supreme lover of his creation, you know. That is what is in mark. You know, there is nobody who can tell you such things for your good like the great supreme Ishvara, the Bhagavan, you know. And he has done all that in the Bhagavad Gita for our own sake, you know. We poor, innocent, you know, ignorant lot. So, with abundant kindness for us, he is, you know, telling us the way and ways and means of becoming better. So this hunter, mark that, though a man have innumerable bad qualities and has done heinous sins and all, when he develops a faith in a saint, you know, the saving rope is already available. His ways are administered for cleansing, you know. This is what, I mean, we have got to mark here, the abominable sins and all. But he had the good mercy by the Lord to believe a saint. And Narada Muni told him, he didn't dispute him, you know. See? Didn't dispute. Despite being a hunter, he had that great faith, the sage, you know. The faith saved him. So no amount of anything without faith can do, you know. The faithless has no place anywhere. So even though a man is poor, is what? We have got the deep faith in the Lord and the faith in the mysterious ways in which the Lord can help him. Take it from me, my dear friend, he is saved. There is no doubt on that. There is no need for lamentation. All actions are done by the body, mind, intellect, you know. And bad actions, ignorant actions, by an unbaked body, mind and intellect. You know, very raw. And are simply propelled, you know. For example, when a boy goes to LKG, he is even to be taught 1 plus 1 is 2. He says 1 plus 1 is 2 and a half. The teacher gives a blow. And 1 plus 1 is 2, 10 times he is taught, 16 to 16, 2, 5, 6, like all that. Something 13 to 13 is difficult for the boy. But the same boy, when well brought up in the educational line and graced well, becomes such a big person, you know. He says integral dy by dx, and he says de Moivre's theorem, and he says so many things, you know, statics, dynamics, you know, he says Lamy's theorem. So like all that. Why you could not say 1 plus 1 is 2 very clearly, he is now coming and telling parallel forces, coplanar forces, like all that, equilibrium. See, from where all his knowledge came to him, see, disciplined teaching, you know. He believed and he learnt it. So faith in the teacher, faith in his own self, faith in the Lord. So the LKG boy becomes a very big man by faith in one particular line, you know. Yes, I can do this substance all right by the grace of the Lord. Whether he says by the grace of the Lord or not, it is there, you know. It is there. Without the grace, nothing can be done. The faith in him, you know. I will solve this question. So this hunter, despite all the heinous actions which he performed by virtue of his birth and surroundings and all, had faith. He felt this age will definitely help me. See? That faith is again given by the grace of the Lord. Otherwise he can tell the saint, don't worry my dear sir, I don't believe in you. I'll go my own way, let me go to hell or heaven, it is my affair, why are you butting inside? You see? It is there the mercy of the Lord came, you know. The mercy of the Lord made him not say like that. So, any devotee, you know, by some chance, even the most arrogant man gets the mercy. He, you know, bends ahead to some good teacher and then starts his, you know, retrieval. It's a very important point. See, whatever you are and however you are and whatever be your actions, the mercy of the Lord dawns in you and you are prepared to bend your head to some a man the Lord is sending for your betterment, then you are saved. You need to think an iota about yesterday, you know. Parabdha karma is and that are all there. The saving rope is far more powerful, you know. The saving force is so powerful that it can undo all this or work them all out and get you out, take you out of all the tangles. Only you should have the belief, you know. The Lord will send somebody to you definitely. Take it from me. There is no question of Lord having failed anybody, and He will never fail also. You should have a sincere ache in your heart, or if you are even too much troubled, you appeal unto the Lord, He helps you. There is not a single soul that has not been helped by the Lord when believed in. See? That particular point you have got to mark. So the hunter believed, and he walked along with Narada Muni. His concern was only livelihood and food. He was not worried about what the mantra will bring him or something like that. Hey, thy God, I am doing all this troublesome thing. I don't know if it's troublesome or what. I am doing all that for my belly's sake. Now here one good gentleman has come and told me he will give me food. That's my that's of paramount importance now for me. Okay, why I go hither and thither? The saint tells it's all bad. I'll take him. I do not know what is good and what is bad. So by the grace of the Lord, I am sure it is happening only by the grace of the Lord, I'll follow this saint. And you know, he tells me something. My non-reasonable and illogical mind also somewhat tells me, you follow this man, you will be all right. You see, I don't know anything. I am a man who does not know what is cruelty and what is suffering and what is non-cruelty and all that. But the saint is telling me, you come. I feel it is something better for me definitely than my present lot. I do not know even what is better and what is not better. Anyway, by the grace of God, I believe in this saint, I will walk with him. He says, it's all great sin, don't do it. My Pura Punyam has made me understand that a saint is telling every word that is completely true. And I feel that I will be redeemed outright. So the hunter followed him, you know. And he went and sat and started, you know. Then he felt food will come. And food did come. You know, food did come. Knowing this hunter has become such a man, people all developed reverence for him, you know. And they started going and meeting him, have his darshan and all, then took food, everything for him, because as the wont is, anybody sensible, pious and devoted, going to a saint, you know, they go in all reverence, they take some token of something to be offered to the saint and all, you know. The blessed Bhagavan makes them take it. The saint has got to be minded by the Lord, and the devotee has also got to be minded by the Lord. So they started bringing food, everything, you know. Our hunter knows only chanting. You know, sometimes, you know, an illogical mind is a blessing. It will not ask, can the reasoning be there? Is it coming at logic? Is it illogical? What does this part of logic about that is? All that is not there. Ignorant faith, the hunter, the saint, the words, I mean, taken in absolutely and obeyed, and deep faith and going ahead. So he was going, no idea of what is what. But strangely, when he started doing all this, as Narada Muni told him, food started coming. His idea is that not his reverence or his devotion is getting it. Well, Narada Muni is sending it to me. It's all a gentleman, keeping his word and all that. You know, that gentleman has not failed me. So now that he has kept his word, I will also keep my word. You know, I told him I will chant. Okay, I will keep on chanting. And the Mahamantra is so potent, you know, that with or without the knowledge of the man, it is bound to cleanse him. Cleansed to that extent, you know, that he becomes far better than even ordinary pious and good people, you know. This extreme, from one extreme, by adherence to the Mahamandaram, he tops the other extreme. That's a beauty behind. Like, you know, mail and passenger and all, you know. Passenger may be keeping on going, mail may be keeping on going, but anyone getting the, you know, direction of the saint or Bhagavan, he is very fast in, you know, progress. So, repetition of this Mahamantra, without his own knowledge, cleansed him, made him more aware of subtleties in the world, made him a barometer of even minor sufferings and all that, and he went on repeating it. No? And he became first class, super class, A-rate devotee. He was carrying on that way, food coming all right, and his only job was Mahamantra. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, day and night, excepting sleeping hours. You know. Such a man doesn't need much of sleep also. You know. That way, that sinner who was not conscious of the highest pains that he is inflicting upon, you know, animals and birds and whatnot, has now become so sensitive that he became thoroughly incapable of bearing even a minor injury to even a very small creature like an ant, you know. He started seeing the Atma everywhere by the potent power of the cleansing offered by Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. The potent power made him so very clean and so sensitive that he has started seeing the soul, same soul, in even a crawling ant, you know. Well, how this came about? Bhagavan's grace. You are not aware. And then, you know, Narada Muni, along with another saint, wanted to see how this gentleman is progressing in the world, you know. They came. And Hunter has now become a top-rate saint, you know, saint to the core. And then, I think his wife also was with him, that way, both, saint to the core. Then, when Narada Muni wanted to see, they came into the vicinity, he is repeating, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, repeating beautifully, full tejas on his profile. And a wonderful, person to look at. So pious, fine, so vibrant of divinity, you know, Chaitanya. So Narada Muni came along with other saints. He called him, my dear friend, how are you? And he said, he is Guru Maharaj, you know. Now he is a peak bhakta, you know. Bhakta of the highest super quality. His heart immediately made him understand, oh, your great savior is here. And he started with all utmost devotion, and everything in him immediately integrated and flew unto the saint. You see, just flooded to the saint. Love, you can't describe the meeting of a Guru Maharaj and a saved disciple. The exchange between them is beyond words. It's like a bhakta seeing Bhagavan himself. See? So, our saint started approaching. But there was a handicap for him. He couldn't just run like that. And then Narada Muni found him just taking one step, leaping, then irregularly leaping to the right, left, like all that, and looking at the ground, again leaping, again stopping, halting, taking very great care. And not coming just like that to Narada Muni, you know. So we're taking very great care. Yeah, profile was full of concern, you know, when he started walking. While sitting and doing Hare Ram, Hare Krishna, he was perfectly already in peaceful. And a sort of a dynamism is expected from him. He was all concerned in the face. You see? An ordinary man may not have any concern at all. He may simply be like that. But our friend had concern, you know, lines of concern, you know. So Narada Muni asked him, Why are you jumping like all this, my dear friend? He knew, the saint knew, but he wanted a double joy of hearing the disciple telling it, you know. So he asked him, my dear friend, how is it you are jumping to right, left, and hopping and all? He said, my dear Maharaj, by thy grace and by the grace of the Bhagavan, and my present state now is that I am able to see same life crawling, flying, running, growing, standing and all. And by virtue of my identity with the life, even if I cause knowingly or unknowingly a small pain to something, it is immediately coming upon me. I find my joy to be everybody's joy, every creation's joy. And I would like to be of least disturbance or trouble to any creation in the world, as much as I am a creation of the Lord, they are also the creation of the Lord. By that way I have felt that I'll get immense blessings from my Lord, because I am not hurting any of his creations. You know? And Lord has given me such a way that there is no compulsion for me to hurt also anything. He has processed my life in such a way that there is no obligation.